Good Erev Shabbos, everybody. So we have Parshas Yisro this week, Kabbalas HaTorah, the Aseres HaDibros. I'd like to discuss together today the unique status of Aseres HaDibros in Halacha. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Hey Amud Aleph, relates that a pasuk that Rabbi Levi Bar Chama darshins in the name of Resh Lakish, May Dichsiv Ve'etna Lachas Luchos Ha'Even Ve'atorah Ve'amitzvah Asher Kosavti Lo Rosam. So we darshin this pasuk as referring to different categories of Torah. Luchos, elu aseres hadibros. The luchos are the aseres hadibros. Torah ze mikra, that's Torah shebichsav. V'hamitzvah zo mishnah. Asher kasavti elu neviim ukesuvim, that's nach. Lahorosam ze talmud. The horosam is the gemara. Melamid shekulam nitnu lemoshe misinai. So the Gemara darshins this pasuk vo'etna lacha as luchos ho'even Hakadosh Baruch Hu speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu as saying that Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave kol haTorah kula to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, and the Gemara uses the pasuk, different phrases in the pasuk, to encompass or to include each of the various categories of Torah. One of those categories is luchos. Luchos is elu aseres hadibros. The Achronim are troubled by why the Aseres HaDibros are singled out as a category separate and apart from Mikra, which is the rest of Torah Shebichsav. Last I checked, in Parshas Yisro, the Aseres HaDibros are part of Torah Shebichsav. So why does this drasha single out the Aseres HaDibros from the rest of Torah Shebichsav? And Rab Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik, the Brisker Rav, is quoted as saying that Aseres HaDibros have a double status in Torah. On the one hand, Aseres HaDibros are part of the rest of Torah Shebichsav, just like the rest of Chamisha Chumshei Torah. But on the other hand, Aseres HaDibros have a transcendent status, a status that is set apart just from just Mikra. Aseres HaDibros is a category in and of itself. It's a chalos bifnei atzmo. And the Brisker Rav explains that that is why we actually have two different ways of reading, of laning the Aseres HaDibros. There's something called the Ta'am Elyon and another thing called the Ta'am Tachton. The Bir Halacha discusses this in Simen Taf Tzadi Dalid Sif Aleph. And the Ta'am Tachton is where the Aseres HaDibros are broken into psukim just like the rest of Torah. Right, kol pasuk shelo paske Moshe Rabbeinu ana lo paskinon. We don't break up the psukim differently from the way that Moshe Rabbeinu broke up the psukim. So the Aseres HaDibros were broken up by Moshe Rabbeinu, just like all of the other psukim in Torah were broken up. And the Ta'am Tachton follows that division of the psukim, where we treat the psukim of Aseres HaDibros just like the psukim of the rest of the Torah. However, there's something else called the Ta'am Elyon. And the Ta'am Elyon doesn't follow the regular breakup of the psukim, but rather the paragraphs of the Aseres HaDibros, and it reads the Aseres HaDibros into what, yeah, Yonatan? Ten units, right? Each Dibra, 10 units are read together. So that's why, for example, Lo Tirtzach, Lo Tinaf, each one is a separate unit, even though in the breakup of the psukim, they're actually all one pasuk, because we never have a pasuk that's just two words. Right? So they're read as a dibra, as a separate paragraph, a separate unit. That's the Ta'am Elyon versus the Ta'am Tachton. And the Brisker Rav, what's quoted in the name of the Brisker Rav, is that each of these ways of reading the Aseres HaDibros correlates or corresponds to each of the dual status of the Aseres HaDibros. On the one hand, the Aseres HaDibros is part of Torah Shebichsav, that's the Ta'am Tachton, but on the other hand, it has a transcendent status. It's a chalos bifnei atzmo. The Aseres HaDibros is a category in and of itself, the luchos elu Aseres HaDibros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Aseres HaDibros in addition to Mikra, of which they are a part. And that's the Tam Elyon. When do we use the Tam Elyon? When do we use the Tam Tachton? This was a major machlokas between the Achronim. The Masas Binyamin, quoted by the Magen Avraham, says that we use the Tam Elyon Dafka on Shavuos, but when we read Parshas Yisro or Parshas Vaeschanan, we use the Tam Tachton. Others say that we use the Tam Elyon for all readings Bitzibor, but when you learn the Torah B'yachid, when you do Shnai Mikra V'echa Targum, you use the Tam Tachton. And different shuls have different minhagim as to whether they use the Tam Tachton. I believe everybody uses the Tam Elyon on Shavuos. Different shuls have a different... Well, actually, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik is quoted as having had the practice to always use the Tam Tachton. I believe most shuls use the Tam Elyon, at least on Shavuos. Some shuls use the Tam Elyon as well when they read a Bitzibor for Parshas Yisro and Parshas Vaeschanan. So what we see from here, from this Gemara, Brachos Heim and Aleph, is that Aseres HaDibros again has this dual status. Now, why is it that the Aseres HaDibros would constitute an independent category of Torah, a chalos bifnei atzmo, just like Mishnah is a category, and Talmud is a category, and Torah is a category, and Nach is a category, so the Aseres HaDibros are also a category. Why would they be a separate category? So first of all, the Aseres HaDibros are what all of Klal Yisrael heard at Har Sinai, at Mamre Har Sinai, at Revelation. The Aseres HaDibros are the Torah of Revelation. Even if all of Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael heard the Aseres HaDibros at the Revelation, and therefore that lends the Aseres HaDibros a unique status. In addition, and most likely very much tied back together with that previous point, the pasuk in Parshas Kisisa Shmos Lamedalid pasuk Chavches says VaYichtov Al Aluchos Es Divrei HaBeris Aseres HaDevarim. The Torah characterizes the Aseres HaDevarim, the Aseres HaDibros, as Divrei HaBeris. When Hakadosh Baruch Hu was establishing a covenant between Himself and us for posterity, it was the Aseres HaDibros which were the foundation of that bris. And again, very much related to that point, the Medrash, and later on Rav Sajagon is more famous for saying this, they point out the Aseres HaDibros include all of the mitzvos. All Taryag mitzvos can be ascribed to each of the Aseres HaDibros. If you go through the Aseres HaDibros, the Rishonim have a field day with this, trying to work in all of Taryag mitzvos into the Ten Commandments. So the Aseres HaDibros is essentially, it's like boiling down the entire Torah into 10 primary statements, 10 primary values or principles, guidelines. All of Torah can be encompassed in those 10. And therefore, what we're saying is that we have the Torah in its details, the Taryag Mitzvos, and we have the Torah in its boiled down categories. And that's the Aseres HaDibros. That is itself a chalos bifnei atzmo, its own category of Torah. The fact that Aseres HaDibros constitutes an independent category of Torah expresses itself in a few different ramifications lehalacha in our daily practice. So I want to discuss two of them with you today, and one of them is the recitation of Aseres HaDibros each and every day, and the other is whether we should stand for the Aseres HaDibros when they are read in shul. So the discussion about reading the Aseres HaDibros every day relates to a Gemara Brachos Yud Aleph Amid Beis to Yud Beis Amid Aleph. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah from Maseches Tamid, Perek Hei Mishnah Aleph, which says that in the Beis HaMikdash, Aseres HaDibros were recited every day. Why is that? The Rambam in Perek Mishnayis explains because they are the Ikar HaTorah. Aseres HaDibros is the Ikar HaTorah. Very literally, the Ikar HaTorah, meaning they are the foundation of the rest of Torah. The rest of Torah can be built into that Aseres HaDibros. So therefore, we recite the Ikar HaTorah every single day. We're not going to say all of Torah every single day, but we are going to say at least what the Torah boils down into every single day. Now, the Gemara says that fundamentally, this should have been done not only in the Beis HaMikdash, but also outside of the Beis HaMikdash, outside in Gvulin. And actually, many of the Rishonim and Achronim assume that at a certain point in our history, this was the practice. The practice was that Aseres HaDibros were said as part of davening every single day. And Rashi points out, the implication from Rashi is that they were said as part of Berchos Kriyashma. Just like we say, Shema Vahim Shamoa Vayomer, Aseres HaDibros were also said as part of Berchos Kriyashma, almost to say that these are the fundamental elements of daily living. We have Shema and Aseres HaDibros. However, Chazal said eventually that this should not be done. They nullified the practice. Mipnei Terumes Haminin. Because of the concern that people who reject Torah Misinai would convince people who are lack knowledge, the Amei Aretz, they would convince the Amei Aretz, you know why you guys are saying Aseres HaDibros every day? Because that's the only part of Torah that is real. The rest of Torah, fake. Chas v'shalom, chas v'chalila. But we were concerned for that misimpression, and therefore we said, better not to have it in davening than to have it. The Gemara goes on to say that there were a bunch of efforts to try to reintegrate it into davening, but each time the Amoraim were told, no, mipnei terumes haminin. Now, what exactly is the scope of this prohibition to have say the Aseres HaDibros during davening? So the truth is, the Tur in Aruch Chaim, Simen Aleph, the very beginning of Aruch Chaim, says that it's a proper practice, v'tov lomar, it's a proper practice to say Aseres HaDibros every day. So the Mefarshim are bothered, what happened to the Gemara? The Gemara just said that we don't say the Aseres HaDibros every day. Why does the Tur say that we do? So the Beis Yosef explains that there's a difference. So the difference is that between B'yachid and B'tzibur. If it's B'tzibur, that's what the Gemara was talking about. When everybody's together, we have to be concerned. There's going to be meaning, there's going to be Amei Aretz, there's going to be misimpressions. People are going to talk, they're going to hack after shul, and then who knows what's going to result. But when you're B'yachid, and you're a God-fearing Jew, someone who believes in Torah L'moshe Mi-Sinai, so then it's a very good thing to say Aseres HaDibros every day. And in fact, the Beis Yosef says that by doing so, one recalls Mamad Har Sinai every day and strengthens his emunah in Kabbalah HaTorah and Mamad Har Sinai. The Sefer Bechor Shor, who was Rabbi Alexander ben Ephraim Zalman Shor, lived in 17th century in Poland. He ascribes another reason to say Aseres HaDibros every day, which is to have a renewed acceptance of the Torah every day. Chazal say, b'chol yom yu alecha be'inecha chadashim. Every day the Torah should be new to you. Now, how can it be new? Again, we're not going to say every single word of the Torah every single day, but instead we say the Aseres HaDibros because we can boil down the Torah into Aseres HaDibros, and that way we can fulfill the precept of shebechol yom yu be'inecha chadashim. So again, the Beis Yosef's resolution or reconciliation of the Torah is to say that the Gemara was talking about b'tzibur. We can do it b'yachid. The Maharshal has a different explanation. He says that the Gemara was talking about it only within the context of Birchos Kriyashma. You're making a bracha and then saying Aseres HaDibros, that's going to cause misimpressions. But if you say it outside of the context of Birchos Kriyashma, so then there would be no problem. And the Maharshal says himself that he used to do this, and he would say Aseres HaDibros prior to Baruch Sha'omar, because it's outside of the context of Berchos Kriyashma. How do we pask in Alach HaLamaisa? Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, Chilak Aleph, Simen Aleph, Sif Hei. So he says, like the Tur, that it's a good thing to say Aseres HaDibros every day. However, the Mishnah Berurah qualifies, and he says that we accept both the stringencies of the Beis Yosef and the Maharshal. That is to say, that one would say it only in private, not in public, and he also should not say it as part of Birchos Kriyashma, but rather should be outside of the context of Birchos Kriyashma. Why would it be that we should say Aseres HaDibros every day? Meaning when the Rambam says it's the Ikar HaTorah, it was said in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it should be said every day. Ikar HaTorah. Again, that is reflective, that is indicative of the fundamentally transcendent status of the Aseres HaDibros, that this is not just another there's not just more psukim in the Torah. They are more psukim in the Torah, the Tam Tachton. But there's also a separate status to the Aseres HaDibros, so much so that it would warrant us reciting them every day, because the Aseres HaDibros in that transcendent status are much more linked to the experience of Kabbalah HaTorah and Mamad Har Sinai, which is something that we should be in touch with every day, whether it's the fulfillment of Zechiras Mamad Har Sinai, Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether there is such a mitzvah, or whether it is to renew our acceptance of the Aseres HaDibros every day. Either way, it's that transcendent status that would warrant and would encourage us to say the Aseret HaDibros every day. The only issue is that there are potential misimpressions, and therefore we have to navigate those halacha lemaisa. The other issue I wanted to discuss with you is whether we should stand for Aseret HaDibros. So the Rambam, in his Truvos, Simin Reish Samach Gimel, this is a well-known position of the Rambam says that we should object to those who stand for the Aseret HaDibros because they lend the impression that some parts of Torah are more valuable than other parts. Now, not everybody quotes this Rambam together with the Perush HaMishnayos in Tamid that we already mentioned. The same Rambam who wrote this Truva, who authored this Truva, he also wrote in the Perush HaMishnayos that the Aseret HaDibros were said every day in the Beis HaMikdash because they are the Ikar HaTorah. So, again, we have to be more nuanced, have more of an understanding of what it means that one part of Torah is not more valuable than another part of Torah. What the Rambam was concerned about in the Tshuva was that people would think that one part of Torah is more important, it's more significant than another part of Torah. That's not true. Everything is Torah L'moshe Mi-Sinai, it's Divrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They all have the status of being of maximal and prime significance and importance. What the Rambam means when he says Ikar HaTorah, again, is that it's a foundation for Torah. Just because Aseret HaDibros is not more important than another part of Torah does not mean that it cannot have a unique status in Torah. The Gemara itself says that. Brachos Heyamar Aleph, Luchos, so Elu Aseret HaDibros, separate from Mikra. So the Rambam was concerned that if we would stand for Aseret HaDibros, people would get the misimpression that one part of Torah is more important than another part of Torah. However, not everybody paskined like the Rambam. There were many communities that had that still have the practice to stand for Aseret HaDibros, and various of the Achronim justify this practice. So first of all, the Shaarei Ephraim, Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolios, Chelek Zayin, Simin Lamed Zayin, he says that the minog is to stand, and that there is no concern that people will think that Aseret HaDibros are more important than other parts, because what are Aseret HaDibros read together with? The rest of Parshas Yisro, the rest of Parshas Vayeshanan, right? So we're reading it all together. So there's no concern that people are going to think that Aseret HaDibros is more important. Rav Moshe entertains that possibility. He says, I'm not so sure about that. But what Rav Moshe does say in Archaim Chelek Dalet Simin Chav Beis is that there are other parts of Torah for which we stand. Namely, Shiras Hayam. We stand for Az Yashir. So if we stand for Az Yashir, then there's no problem to stand for Aseret HaDibros. And he also says that we could say Ein Lecha Bo Ela Chidusho about the Gemara's concern for the misimpression. The Gemara was concerned about a misimpression. We say it every day. But if the reason to stand for Aseret HaDibros, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, is exceptionally evident. Everybody knows that we're standing for Aseret HaDibros because we're reenacting and mimicking Mamad Har Sinai. Everybody knows that's why we're standing. People are not going to say we're standing because that's the only truthful part to Torah. So therefore, he says that there is more than enough reason to justify the practice to stand for Aseret HaDibros. And Rav Moshe goes so far as to say that if you are in a shul where everybody stands and your practice is to sit, you have to stand. You have to follow the minog. You have to follow the minog. Now, the Rav in the Rishimos, and Rav Reichman's Rishimos and Brachos Yud Beis Med Aleph, he had an interesting psak. And it's very sensible according to the Lamdas. He said that when the Aseret HaDibros are read b'ta'am tachton, so then you shouldn't dafka stand for the Aseret HaDibros. Because how are we treating the Aseret HaDibros when they are read b'ta'am tachton? Just like the rest of Torah. So if your practice is to sit during leining, you should sit during the Aseret HaDibros when they are read b'tam tachton. But if they're read b'tam elyon, what are we trying to do with the Aseret HaDibros? We're trying to tap into the transcendent status of Mamad Har Sinai, of Kabbalah HaTorah. So when they're read b'tam elyon, we're distinguishing between Aseret HaDibros and the rest of Torah. We're following the transcendent status, and therefore there would be justification to stand for the Aseret HaDibros. Every shul has its own minhagim. You should follow the minhag of the shul wherever you are at. Just to end off our shiur for today, so again, we're discussing the dual status of the Aseret HaDibros, and we quoted the comment of the Bechor Shor, Rabbi Alexander Shor, that the reason to say Aseret HaDibros every day is in order that the Torah should be chadashim to us. And whenever we have a Shabbos of Kabbalah HaTorah, Parshas Yisro, that really needs to be foremost in our thinking, in our experience, and our connection to the Torah and to Kriyas HaTorah, we need to be thinking about that each and every year, each and every generation, we are Mekabel the Torah. We are Mekabel the Torah. Yes, our forefathers were Mekabel the Torah and passed it down to us, and that itself is part of the Mesorah. But in addition to that, we do our own Kabbalah HaTorah. When we read those words, Aseres HaDibros from Parshas Yisro, and if you're in a shul that has the minhag to stand, and you stand, and you read a P'tam Elyon, what you're doing is saying, I was at Mamre Har Sinai, in the sense that, yes, I am part of this beautiful entity called Klal Yisrael, and each and every member of Klal Yisrael, from all the way back, and forever in the future, is a member who is Zoche, who merits to accept the Torah directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have our own Kabbalah HaTorah that we are going to renew this Shabbos. And with the renewal of a Kabbalah HaTorah comes as well a renewal of our commitment, our investment, and our energized, passionate following and learning of that Torah. Wish everybody a good Shabbos.